费城教会的杨川弟兄。
And the first one will be Brother Yang Chuan from the Philadelphia Church.
第二位是圣地亚哥的叶静芬姐妹。
Secondly will be Sister Judy Lin from San Diego.
第三位是尔湾教会的黄纯章弟兄。
And lastly, Brother John Huang from the Irvine Church.
我们现在就按照上面的顺序。请他们来做见证。
So according to the order in the slide, we will invite them to testify.
奉主耶稣圣名在这儿做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I offer my testimony.
和大家一起分享神的教导、造就和神国的奥妙。
From my testimony, I would like to share God's guidance, God's mysterious kingdom, and God's teachings towards me.
我在那个上次参加神训班的时候，曾经做过见证。
Last time I came to an ATS, I offered my testimony.
如果用简单一句话来说的话呢，那次的内容就是我怎么样从一个非常非常顽固的无神论者成为主的孩子。
And to put it shortly, what I shared is how I came to be a child of God, coming from being a stubborn atheist.
这次呢，我想也先用一句话来概括我的意思。
This time, I also like to.First, please summarize what I'm going to say to you with a phrase.
那就是在我受洗之后的这三年多里头，我是怎么样去想办法使自己成为一个更加合格的基督徒。
What I would like to describe to you is how during the 3 years after I was baptized, I tried my best to become a Christian that is worthy of such a name.
为什么这么说呢
？Why do I put it this way？
很多人告诉我，就是只要你信神了，你受洗了，你经常读圣经，你按时间来参加安息日，那你就 OK。
And many people told me as long as you are baptized, come to church on time, read the Bible.Pray, then you should be okay.
但是，我通过自己学习和听不断的听正道，我觉得事情好像不是这么简单。
But from my own self-learning and from just listening to sermons, I felt that there was more to it.
因为受洗只是把我们以前的罪孽勾销了。
Because baptism merely removes our iniquities from the past.
但是它不能够保证我们今后自从受洗之后不再犯罪。
But the baptism itself is not a guarantee that we will know sin from now onwards.
就好像我打比方，就这不是一个保险公司，你买了保险以后，你就自然而然地成为一个基督徒。
As an example, let me offer this case. If you buy insurance, it doesn't mean that nothing will happen later to you. It doesn't mean that you will be a good Christian.
那么我在学习当中呢，我就要找寻，就是为到底什么样的才成为一个合格的好的基督徒。
So through my own self-study and learning, I sought.The answer to this question, what should I do to become a Christian worthy of such a name?
那么，作为一个在这个俗世上已经生活了六十多年的人来说呢，这个头脑里、思想里头是存在着各式各样人的社会里的影响。
As a person who is 6 years old and just baptized and having been away from Christ for so long, there are many thoughts and ideas that are ingrained in my mind from society.
所以你在受洗之后，你仅仅凭那一个尽管那有用，但是它不能消除你头脑当中、思想当中的所有过去的东西。
So although baptism in itself is highly effective, spiritually speaking, but it cannot remove the notions that you have put into your mind for so many years.
而且在这个社会是道德日益堕落的一个社会。
Moreover, we know that we live in a society whose morals are corrupted further and further day by day.
所以你从你接触的各种各样的书报电视甚至歌曲等等等等，这些都会对你产生很多不良的影响。
And as you read periodicals, you listen to radio stations, you see TV programs, all of these things in the media negatively influence our mindsets.
而我们呢，在教会的时间，即使你每周都坚持来，即使你每天都读圣经，但是你更多的时间是跟周围的人、周围的环境打交道，所以肯定你受到那些影响会更多一些。
Furthermore, when you consider the time that you spend at church, even if you attend several services every week, if you read the Bible, when you compare that time to the time in which you are exposed to the world, when you talk to your worldly acquaintances, then the latter should have the upper hand.
所以如果我们不时时刻刻的警惕这些影响，然后不随时随地的把这些影响消除出去，我们就永远不能成为一个好的基督徒。
So if we do not proactively attack these negative thoughts, defend our spirituality, and defend this battleground in our minds, we cannot become good Christians.
我觉得更可怕的呢是，这些影响已经深深的就扎根在你的头脑里，你甚至都在经常会在言行当中表露出来，你自己都不感觉。
What I feel is even more terrifying is that these ideas and thoughts and notions and concepts are in your mind. You act them out, you talk them out, yet you are not aware that you are doing so.
比方说一个非常简单的例子，有一次我跟一个老的信徒谈起这个他的和邻居的纠纷问题。
For example, let me give you this simple case. There was once when I was talking to a senior member from a church about how they dealt with a dispute with their neighbor.
他就跟我说，他受他一次欺负，两次欺负，后来他觉得忍无可忍。就反击了。
So they told me that their neighbors offended them or did something back to them once, then twice, and then they couldn't take it, so they gave them some retribution.
我说，主不是告诉我们，对于别人的无礼，对于别人的冒犯，你要原谅他七个七十次。
And I said then to this member, doesn't Jesus tell us through the Bible that we need to forget 70 times 7?
他说，是，我也知道，但是你要照那个做的话，你在这个社会上你就没法站住脚，你就永远受欺负，人家认为你是一个废物。
And he said, yes, but if we do like that, then you'll be trampled on by entire society and you'll be a failure for life.
这件非常小的事呢，给我敲起一个警钟，就是说，我们本来都认为这是理所当然，我不能受人欺负，对吧？我也不是先欺负你，你要老对我没完，我就要反击。
And this actually set off an alarm in my head because we all know that we should not attack our neighbor or treat our neighbor unfairly, but when we are offended once, twice, thrice, and more, then we think about retribution.
再一个原因呢，就是不能做好一个基督徒，就是你把标准，我们把标准呢定得太低了。
The other reason that we cannot become good Christians is that we have set the parameter for a good Christian behavior way too low.
我们往往把自己信主以后，各方面做的还都不错，而拿这些呢，去跟谁比呢？跟那些没信主的人去相比。
Oftentimes we think ourselves as quite good in terms of our Christian behavior, what we do, what we say, but to whom do we compare our behavior? To those who do not even believe.
所以，那这样的话，你自我感觉就会非常好。
Of course, if you do this sort of comparison, you will feel good about yourself.
可是问题是，将来审判的时候，主会拿普通人的那些标准来衡量我们吗？
But the question then is, in the future, in the final judgment, will the Lord judge us according to the standards of the people of this world?
那肯定是不会。
Of course, absolutely not.
所以说的极端一点，如果你总和杀人犯、放火犯、小偷、窃贼、强盗跟这些人比，那你简直是个大好人。
In other words, to take it to the extreme, if you compare yourself to murderers, arsonists, robbers, thieves, then you are the best person in the world.
是，后来我在圣经上看到，是主对我们的要求是非常严格的。
Later on from the Bible, I saw that the requirements that Christ has to us are very strict.
在罗马书十四章里头说了，不出于信心的都是罪。
In Romans chapter 14, we are told that that which does not come from faith is counted as sin.
具体的讲，也是在罗马书第一章里头就说了。
Then said concretely also in Romans in chapter 1.
像贪婪、嫉妒，29-31，争竞、背后说人、怨恨、侮慢人、狂傲、自夸、捏造恶事、违背父母、无知、背约、无亲情、不怜悯人，这些都是罪。
Like in verse 29 onwards, it says, unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, malice, all these things that are mentioned here are sin.
同样的，在加拉太书第五章里头也谈到这些，就是列举了一些个我们没注意到的，我没注意到的，像仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、嫉妒、醉酒。
Likewise, here in Galatians chapter 5, we are told similarly, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, all these other things.
我没把那个更严重的列举在这儿。我列举的这些，我的目的就是说，这些在我身上全都存在。
And I didn't even go to the really bad ones. What I'm trying to say is that all these things are somehow and somewhere present in my person.
所以我永远，就是说我根本不能说我是一个很好的人，是吧？
So therefore, I cannot really say that I am a good person, can I?
那么主对这些罪恶的态度是什么呢？
So then what is the attitude of our Jesus Christ towards this sin?
罗马书这一段的最后，神说，神判定行这样的事，神判定行这样事的人是当死的。
In Romans, God says that to those who practice these things, death is what they deserve.
加拉太书里头列举完这些罪恶之后呢，说行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
As for the passage in Galatians chapter 5, after the listing of this iniquity, it says, they who do this thing shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven.
那也就我感觉这个意思就是说，如果我们不能克服掉所有这些的话，
What I'm trying to say is that I feel that if you cannot overcome all these things,
那你只有死路一条。
Then you are at a dead end.
你根本就不要想着什么去天国哪儿，没你的份儿。
Why even think about going to heaven? It is way too far.
所以， 我看知道了了解了这些之后呢，我觉得我应该更加努力地去学习神的道理。
So after reading these things, I thought that I need to apply myself more diligently to God's word.
更主要的是要在实践当中，也就是说把神的道理化为自己的行动。
And even more critically, I need to apply God's teachings so that I can fulfill them in practice.
那么我想用很多事了啊，我只能用一个事来说明我是怎么做的吧。
There are many things I'd like to say, but time only allows for me to share one of the things that I did.
我从那个在中国的时候一直到来到这儿，我经常会用我会一些这个穴位针灸啊按摩这个技能吧，给别人帮忙。
When I came from mainland China to the United States, when I got here, I worked assisting other people with my acupuncture or acupressure skills.
那么我已经记不清从什么时候我开始发现啊，就是我的那个我的病人的那个疗效和这个治疗的这个时间都出乎我的意料之外。
I don't know from when it started, but from some point in time, the recovery period and the recovery quality of my patients completely mismatch my expectations.
我比方说有一个帕金森。
For example, there was a person with Parkinson's disease.
他找我本来是要解决他提东西把肩扭伤了，他说想让我帮他解决这个。
This person had injured him or herself lifting things, so I treated their shoulder.
但是我看他呢，这个手一直在抖。我说你想不想解决这个
？I saw that the person's arm was trembling, and I asked, "Would you also like to treat this problem?"
他说这不可能解决吧
？They said, "No, that is impossible."
我说那我们来试一试。
I said.Well, trying wouldn't harm, right?
因为我以前有过这样的经验。
Because in the past I had such an experience.
不过过去呢，我要让解决这么一个病的话，可能要两三个月时间。
But in the past, when I tried to treat Parkinson, it took 2 to 3 months.
但是这个人呢，我记得特别清楚，是一个星期三，我给他做第一次。
Yet I remember that for this particular patient, I started the treatment on a Wednesday.
隔了一天，星期五又做第二次。
And then on Friday, I did the same thing.
然后星期六、星期日休息，没看见。
And then during the weekend, I rested. I did not see the patient.
等到星期一，我来做第三次的时候。
Coming to Monday, when it was the third treatment,
我发现他。一动也不动，坐在那儿。
I realized that the patient's hand was absolutely immobile.
我说你是不是在控制你的手不抖
？I said, are you trying very hard to keep your hand still?
他说我怎么能控制得住呢
？The person said, how can that be?
我也知道这个毛病就是治不了。
Because we know that,
除了睡觉之外
that apart from sleep time, Parkinson disease patients cannot control their motions.
可是我说你现在不再抖了。
And then I said, but I see that your hand is not moving at all.
他说是啊，我也挺奇怪啊。
And the patient said, yes, I myself think it's very weird.
然后就从这个人我开始注意，我就说，这不可能是我的本事造成的。
And from this, I thought to myself, this is impossible that such a great thing happened out of my treatment alone.
像这样的毛病，我知道，在几乎各个医院里头都是没法解决。
Because I know that such an ailment is incurable in almost every single hospital.
甚至它被称为不会死人的癌症。
It is considered a cancer that does not cause death.
然后就记下来，而他好了以后呢，就别人都会注意到，因为我工作的那个地方是一个老年人活动的地方，都是这有好各种各样的七老八十的人吧。
The acquaintances of this patient of mine. Immediately realized that the person wasn't shaking or trembling anymore. Even the people in the place I worked, which is a nursing home.
他们一年到头看他都是抖个不停，然后忽然间不抖了，那么肯定大家都会注意到。
Because the people knew him for years, and now the person's arm was absolutely still. For sure, people would notice.
所以他跟别人讲了之后呢，好，就从他之后。帕金森都来找我了。
And from that time on, when this patient of Parkinson was healed, a lot of Parkinson patients came to me.
就是我觉得我再一次说，这不是我的本事， mm-hmm. 是因为后边比方说第二个吧，除了他这个我头一个人还一个手抖，那个人是两个手抖，而且呢嘴不停的。嘴脸部都在抖。
Let me reiterate that this is not because of the treatment I applied, because the person's jaw and both upper limbs had this trembling problem.
然后我就跟他说，你这个比他还严重，你可能需要更长的时间，你别指望我两次就给弄好。
Rather, it was, excuse me, a second patient that had this Parkinson's disease that affected both his jaw and both his upper limbs. And I told him blatantly, you know, it's not that easy. Don't expect that twice treatment and you're absolutely healed.
但是我没想到，他也是两次。
Of course, I didn't expect that the same thing would happen to this new patient.
所以从这儿我确定无疑。神在帮助我。
But it actually did, and from this in itself, I was sure that God was on my side.
更神奇的呢，就是说，这是我亲自给他做，对不对
？And what is even more mysterious to me is that I applied the treatment myself, right?
有些我在中国的同学呀、朋友啊，他们有毛病，在电话里跟我聊。
And some of my colleagues and friends told me on the phone about some ailments that they encountered.
比方说，我一个小学的同学，他三月份中风了。
For example, I have an elementary school friend who suffered a stroke this March.
然后，住院之后呢，一直几个月的时间，到八月份告诉我他已经。扎针灸，天天去扎，天天去扎，已经几个月的时间了。
And then all the way to they were hospitalized in August. They started acupuncture treatment for a few months already.
我问他怎么样，他说真的没效果。
And I asked, so how is your treatment going? He said it doesn't seem to be working.
我说那我告诉你几个地方，你自己来按一按。
Then I told him.I'm telling you about some pressure points. You can try applying pressure with your own hands.
然后过了一星期，他跟我说。
And after a week, the same person told me.
本来他是，就是说他住在六楼，然后我们中国的那种六楼是没电梯的。
Originally, this person lived on the sixth floor. In China, sixth floor buildings might not have an elevator.
他每天要去医院上下一次，都要别人搀着扶着，才能。他所以说上下楼对他来说是一个非常苦的事儿。
So every single day, when the person traveled down to the first floor, in order to go up and down, there had to be someone lifting them or supporting them. So to this person, going through the floors was a nightmare.
但一周后，他试了我这个告诉他这些之后，他跟我说，他现在每天上下楼三四次，而且不用别人。
This person, a week later after our initial phone call, told me that now, they could go up and down the stairs 3-4 times a day with no help whatsoever.
这个例子很多，我不想再说了。我现在想说什么呢？就是说，我在得到这些结果之后，我想，这毫无疑问，我已经说了，这是神给我的帮助，对吧？但是我就要问，神为什么要让我具有这个能力？
And, I don't want to mention more examples because there are just too many to mention. Like I said already, I was sure that it is because God was working. So then I asked myself, why would God abide in me in this way and give me this ability?
那么我跟传道谈过，跟别的同龄们也谈过，他们就是一致就说，我当然自己也早想好了，就是这是神为了让你荣耀神国的事业。
I talked to some members of church with some ministers too, and I myself already had the answer cooked up in my head, which is all the things that happened to me that God gave me was to glorify God and prosper His kingdom.
好，那我就要想，我怎么样去荣耀神，用这个方式。
So then I asked myself the question.How can I glorify God further through this way?
第一个呢，我在祷告的时候向神说，我就用你给我的这个能力啊，我只给别人解决病痛，我不要钱。
And I prayed to God, and in my prayer, I spoke to God saying, the way I will do this for you, O Lord, is that.If I solve people's problems, if I ease their pain through this method of acupuncture, I will not take any payment.
并非我不需要钱。
Not that I don't need the money.
我有一个 part-time 的工作，每个月的工资是500块钱。
I have a part-time job, that only yields $500 a month.
但是我觉得，当初。主耶稣一路传福音，也同时不断的给人治病，没看见说他收多少钱，对吧？
We think about Jesus Christ who went about healing the sick all over the land, but he didn't ask for any fees, right?
所以我要效法主耶稣的行为。
So I want to learn from Jesus' spirit.
第二个呢，就是我要在给别人治病的同时，如果是不信主的，那么我要通过这些这个谁无论谁都承认这是奇迹吧，对吧？所以我要通过这个就是来明确的告诉这些不信神的人，神是存在的。
My second action point in my prayer to God was, if I happen to, for some reason, somehow make a person well, then I would try my very best to introduce Christ to them if they are not Christians already, because how can they deny a miracle that occurred in their own flesh?
那么再有呢，就是他本也有，因为我那基本上都是白人，他们本来也信各种各样的基督教啊或天主教什么，我总是尽力的去扩大我们真耶稣教会的影响。
And additionally, I set myself to this determination, given that most of my patients are Caucasians and they probably are from some Christian denomination. I thought through this opportunity, I will enlarge the territory of the True Jesus Church.
我希望在下一次的神学班上，我能向大家汇报之后的新的成果吧。
It is my hope to share with you the result of my new endeavor next NATS.
愿一切的荣耀归于伟大的神。
May all our glory be to our great God and Savior.
I'm from San Diego. 以前我希望我等一下，奉主耶稣圣名能够帮help me so 好好的把我要讲的事讲清楚。
I am from San Diego, and it is my hope that God will help me speak the things that I intend this opportunity.
Okay, 这几天上课下来哈，那个让我第一个深深感受就是，这实在是个属灵的战争呐。
After a few days of lessons at NATS, I have one thought, which is this is a spiritual battlefield.
因为我出生的环境哦，就是也是佛教，父母都是佛教。
I grew up in an environment in which my family was Buddhist. My parents were Buddhists.
夫家也是。
And same thing with my husband's family.
可是我从小就有很羡慕基督教的这个想法。
But even from a young age, I admire the thought of Christianity.
我觉得教堂的小朋友大家都很快乐。
Because I look at the kids that go to church, they seem very happy.
Well, actually, 那个 church 就是在我们家隔壁。
And moreover, that church happens to be next door to us.
那几次我要去 church， 小时候的时候，那个我妈妈就跟我讲：“啊，你又不是基督教徒，你干嘛去啊？”
A couple of times I tried to go to that church to take a peek. My mom would say, "You're not a Christian. Why go there?"
那因为小时候也没办法，就听从父母的话。
Because I was a kid, I had nothing that I could do, so I just listened to my mother.
可是长大又没有机会，因为夫家又是佛教。
But then, as an adult, I didn't have an opportunity either because my family was Buddhist.
所以我也是。就是朋友有基督教，我就偶尔就去一去啦，就来教的时候我就去。
I had some friends who were Christians. Whenever they invited me to their church, I would go.
就是因为这样子，有一次的机会，就是家里就是有一些属灵的事情发生了。
And under these circumstances, it is that there was some spiritual issues that arose in the family.
结果我是去求，因为在这个美国的环境，佛教的地方也不多嘛。
And being in the United States, there were not so many. In the United States here, there aren't that many Buddhist temples or congregations.
所以我还是就是跟朋友。报告这件事情，然后希望他们都就是基督教能够，就是教堂能够帮助这样子。
I shared the news with my friends, hoping that they would communicate my problem to their churches and that they would pray for me.
我 end up 是基督教也是教会，但是去的第一个教堂没效。
Although they were all Christians and they were all Christian churches.The first church that tried to help me couldn't do anything.
那后来又有一个朋友，就是我在台湾的家的隔壁也是真耶稣基督教会的姊妹们。
I also had a friend who happened to live in Taiwan next door. Yeah, it was a sister from the True Jesus Church.
就他，我就突然想到，哦，那我应该去找真耶稣教会的。
So then, thinking of her, I thought maybe I should try to find the True Jesus Church.
那因为我回来圣地亚是有真耶稣教会的姐妹，那我就去跟她求救啦。
And given that there was a sister in San Diego, I ran to her for help.
所以她就打电话给长老啦，然后传道。
So she called the elders and the preachers.
然后结果大家讨论的结果就说，哦，好，那就叫我去 Irvine 的教会。
And after they discussed the best way to proceed, they advised me to visit the church in Irvine.
所以那天我们就事情发生嘛，就是有属灵的征战啊，事情发生，我们就马上就全家到了厄尔的教会去，一大早。
So the next time the spiritual incident arose, early in the morning we rushed the Irvine church.
那就是在会堂中祷告。
And there in the chapel we prayed.
就很奇妙的，就是，哎，祷告以后真的有效，我心里就想。
And then mysteriously, I thought to myself, prayer really works.
那魔鬼赶走了，那肯定是好的嘛。
So Satan has been cast out. This must be a good thing.
然后我就在当下，我在没有我没有经验说要学习怎么祷告的经验之下，我发现说，哎，那舌头怎么自己会动啊
？And there, in that moment, without myself trying to learn how to pray, I thought, why is it that my tongue is rolling about?
我一开始是会害怕哦。
In the beginning, I was terrified.
那后来我回家以后我就翻译，因为姐妹都给我一些书籍嘛，我就回家看。
Because some sisters had given me some church publications, I spent some time at home reading them.
我看了以后我就，哦，这就是所谓的圣灵哦。
After I read them, I realized this is the so-called Holy Spirit.
这是我第一次从神领到的恩典。
This is the first time I received the grace from the Lord.
然后因为我要来这个 NATS 之前的两个礼拜在 Irvine 已经有灵恩会布道会
2 weeks before our NATS in Irvine we had our evangelical service and spiritual convocation
那一次我就去了大概四天
and during that opportunity I attended for 4 days
然后最后一天是受洗 受洗的日子
last day was the day of baptism
那我当然也就参加受洗了
And I was one of the ones who was baptized.
So, 我受洗大概就是今年的十月十三号。
So I was baptized not that long ago, on October the 13th.
那受洗完后，因为像 NATS 就是原则上就是最近是十一月十号的事情嘛。
And we know NATS started on November the 10th.
所以前后不到一个月，我又要出门了。
So everything happened.Too fast at the same time. It was not a month after I was baptized and was ready to go on a trip to an ATS.
So, 家里我们家老公就说：“哦，你刚刚去了那个布道会，啊，现在又要来。”
So my husband said, "You just went to that spiritual vacation. Now you're going out of town."
他说我 too get into it, 太过头了。
He told me you're really too into it.
我心里就，我当然是觉得不是很舒服啊，但是我想他大概就要我煮饭给他吃啊。
So in my heart, I of course didn't like his words, but I thought maybe he just wants me to cook for him.
但所以我就变成不能决定嘛，就犹豫不决。
So I was really undecided at the time.
所以我想一想，不对啊，因为人家跟我报名了，哦，那我原则上那我就祷告好了。
I thought to myself, no, wait. So people already signed me up. I should first pray about this.
So I 祷告完以后呢，那天下午我就去 shopping， 赶快买了很多菜哈，就准备事先煮。
So after I prayed, I went to the supermarket and then I brought groceries home and cooked many days worth of food.
然后因为家事做太多了，那也就累了，就睡了一觉。
And because I had done so much hard work, On one breath, I was tired, so I took a nap.
我在睡觉的时候，我就做了一个梦。
And during my nap, I had a dream.
那个梦，我就梦到说哈，我去 Phoenix Center Club.
In this dream, I dreamt that I went to Phoenix.
因为我有个习惯哦，只要是新的 Phoenix Club 哈，没有去过，我都很好奇呀。
I'm sorry, to a fitness club that I had not been before.And whenever there's a fitness center that is new in town, I like to go to check it out. So I dreamt that I went to this new gym, new fitness center.
结果就来了一对母女啊，还是母子，我搞不清楚啊。
And I was unsure whether it was two people that came, it was a mom and a son or a mom or a daughter, I couldn't tell.
所以呢, 他们就走过来, 就跟我讲话。
And they walked towards me and spoke to me.
啊, 我, 因为他过来跟我讲, 就说, 哦, 你游泳, 游得很好欸, 他就跟我讲这样子。 没有啊。 哦, 他们就跟我讲说, 哦, 我在游泳池里面游得很好。
They told me your swimming technique is excellent.
原则上我是不会游泳啊。
But I don't even know how to swim to begin with.
我只是会用浮标，然后拿着就水踢个几趟就算了。
I can maybe float a little and then paddle a little and that's all I can do.
那我心里就想说，哦，他们可能要过来跟我打打招呼啊，那跟我聊天呢，因为同样是Asian嘛。
So I saw they were Asian, so I thought maybe they just want to come to me and just shoot the breeze, chat a little.
他就说，那你之后他就问我说，那你下回什么时候还要再来呢？
And then they asked me, when is the next time you're coming?
我不喜欢讲谎话，我就跟他讲说，我不太确定哎。
Because I don't like to lie, I said, I'm not sure.
那我就想一想说，要不然这样好了，你给我你的电话号码。
So then I thought, why don't you give me your phone number?
那下次我要来的时候，我就先打电话给你，这样你才不会白等我。
And next time, when I come, I'll give you a call. This way, you don't come out for nothing if I don't show up.
结果他就拿一张纸啊，然后就写给我。
So the person gave me a piece of paper with a phone number in it.
然后我就看一看说。 这是什么 phone number 啊?
So I looked at it and said, what sort of phone number is this?
什么第4 and 4，就写个什么4，4，4，然后2点，然后又4啊。
It was a 4:4.
我就想说，这好像是圣经的章节。
And I thought to myself, this looks like a Bible verse.
那当然我也不晓得是第几章啊。 因为我圣经说实在我还是初学者。
And I didn't know what chapter book that might be because only speaking I'm totally new to the Bible.
所以我就说那可能应该是福音啊，可是不晓得是哪一个 chapter.
And I thought to myself, well, perhaps it's one of the Gospels, but I don't know what chapter that is.
所以我就自己编了一个很好笑的那个故事啊。
So then, I invented this very funny story.
我就一个妈妈，带着一个。 儿子还是女儿不知道，那妈妈就是太太，那大概是马太福音吧。So,
I devised a very strange induction method, saying that, okay, there was a mom with a son and a daughter. So if it's a mom, it must be M. It must be maybe Matthew.
第四章4:4就第四章第四节啊。So
then Matthew chapter 4:4 perhaps.
所以我就翻起来看了啦。So
then I turned to that verse.
这章就讲说，耶稣回答经上记着说，人活着不单靠是食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。So
I flipped to this verse, and it happened to say, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
这句话真贴切。This
verse came really in the right time.
Yeah, 好像就应该我在问的问题嘛。It
is just the question that I had in my heart.
然后呢，因为有四章四节有很多嘛，那我就继续看喽。那是不是？那再下来的福音是马可福音嘛？哦，再看马可福音。
So I continue reading Matthew chapter 4, and then all the way I went to the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音，我那个意思吼，好像就是他在撒种啊，叫我要撒种哎，要不然出去会被鸟吃掉。
I came to Mark chapter 4, verse 4, and it says that there is the sowing of the seed, and watch out, let not the bird eat the seed.
就是要多了解一些圣经，那个基础要奠定好的意思。This
meaning that we need to be well established and founded on the Bible.
然后又来，这个也是一样的意思啊，那第四章第四节。
And this is actually the same meaning, chapter 4, verse 4.
我路加福音。
In Luke chapter 4, verse 4.
路加福音里面第四章第四节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 4.
哇，跟马太福音一句话同样又出现一次哎。
And I saw, isn't this exactly the same as Matthew chapter 4, verse 4?
都是4:4哎。
It is 4:4, all of them.
哇，看到这里我就心里就想说。 我非去不可啦。
When I saw this, I thought I must have to go absolutely.
所以我就不管家里老公怎么想啊，反正我就来定了啦。
So then I threw my husband aside and I decided to just head over here.
啊，来了这里以后，我心里就有奇妙的平安。
And after arriving here, I had an indescribable peace.
所以神真的很爱我啦，给我很多恩典。
I truly feel the great love of God. I feel how much grace He has given me.
那有时甚至我来这里几天以后，我甚至想，他神啊，借着他给我的恩典哦，还是我们每一个人的恩典呢，就是要牢牢记住啊，然后回馈给一些还没信主的人。
And what I feel after a few days here at NATS is that all of us have received a lot of grace, a lot of blessings from God, and our mission then is to turn this grace to those who have not yet believed in Christ.
还有来 NATS 这段期间哦，也认识很多好朋友。
And during this period of NATS, I made a few very good friends.
因为这边就写成人神训班啊。
Because this is called the National Adult Theological Seminar.
成人神训班这四个字哈，成人神训班五个字啊，听起来好像哦，可以练出一身功夫，你知道吗
？The National Adult Theological Seminar sounds like some recipe for some high-skilled martial art, maybe.
因为人家问我说，哦，你第几次来呀？
Because people ask me, how many times have you come?
我当然跟他讲第一次啦。
I said, of course, first time.
那有其他姐妹说，哦，天哪，有连来了四次、五次的嘞。
And then from other sisters, I heard that some people have been here 4 or 5 times.
哦，那当然，他们肯定功夫比我们了得嘛。
And I think their martial arts skill might be much better than mine.
可是因为我们是人啊，人有太多的。的一些主观意识、啊、还是与生俱来的一些习惯、啊、
But as humans, we are very subjective, we are very partial, and we think things from our point of view.
当然能来听神的训诫告示神的话、哦、如果能把那些坏习惯改掉、哦、那真是太好了。
If we could all come here and study the word of God and get rid of the bad habits in our lives, that would be absolutely wonderful.
不过我的想法哈，还是人要改自己也是很难呐、
啊。From my perspective, for a person to want to change themselves, it is still extremely difficult.
除了靠神以外，圣经哈，我到目前的我自己的想法就是，圣经是一部最好的准则。
And apart from relying on God, what I personally feel is that the Bible is our best yardstick.
神的诫命啊，真的十条要遵守，真的不是那么容易啊。
You can take the Ten Commandments to keep them. It is not that straightforward.
愿神能够帮助我们，教我们呢更多的道理，然后赐我们智慧。然后，来解决生活上的不能理解的一些 question 啊的问题呀、啊。
May God give us more of His teachings, grant us more of His wisdom, so that we can answer the questions that do not have an answer yet in our lives.
这就是我今天的见证。
This is my testimony for you today.
Hallelujah, Amen. 愿一切的荣耀都归于主。
Hallelujah, Amen. And may all the glory be to the name of God.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名在这里作为见证。
Hallelujah, name of Jesus Christ, I offer my testimony.
啊、感谢神让我有这个机会来这里分享我从神领受的恩典。
I thank God for this opportunity to share with you the grace I have received from Him.
那很高兴再次能参加 来这喜乐部参加这个晨训班，看到很多熟悉的面孔，然后能跟大家这里团契，这里分享主内一家的爱。
I'm very joyful to be here at ATS, seeing all faces, familiar faces, and enjoying God's love and grace together.
我这次要见证的是，神怎么调整我信仰的脚步。
What I would like to share with you is how God adjusted my steps of faith.
那我想，如果能用一节章节来代表我这个今天要讲的，我想到的就是撒加利亚书一章三节。万军之主说，你们要回转向我，我就回转向你。
And if I were to summarize my sharing beforehand, I would use Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3, which says, "Return to me, and I shall return to you."
所以我这段的过程就是讲说我怎么回转向神，那神回转向我。
The process that I'd like to share is how I turn back to God and God turn back to me.
那我们知道这个神在调整、在回转这个过程是一个漫长的过程。
We know that God's adjustment process is slow and gradual.
所以我们今天见证时间有限，所以我可能没有办法一一的把细节讲清楚。
And because our time today is limited, I might not be able to go into the fine detail.
所以我只能重点式的把我所记得的重点能跟大家分享。
But I will try my best to at least mention the most important parts of my testimony.
如果听起来没有头绪的话，请弟兄姐妹包涵。
If it doesn't have too much cohesion or continuity.Please bear with me.
那也可以在会后再跟我问清楚，那我可以提供。
Feel free to ask me afterwards. I'm more than willing to share God's grace with you.
那我现在讲到说，差不多七八年前哦，大概是2006的时候，那时候，我跟我太太 Annie 都很忙。
My testimony goes back to 7 years ago or 8 years ago in 2006, where myself and my wife Annie were both very busy.
那我们都是全时的工作，我有时候也要加班。那他不止他自己，他是一个会计师，所以有自己的税务的客户。
Both of us work full time. I work full time, and additionally had to do overtime. Sometimes my wife is a certified accountant, and sometimes she had to deal with her clients a lot.
那不止这样，他还有教这个房地产税务的讲座。
Not only this, but she also had to worry about issues dealing with real estate tax.
那除了这样，当然我们在教会也是照常的聚会，守安息日。那我们也在教会帮忙圣工，带领查经，参加聚会，参加宗教教育的工作。
So apart from our busy family and professional lives, we also attend the services regularly, help out with church work, Bible study, and other things.
那所以从表面看起来，这个家庭应该看起来是蒙神祝福的家庭。
So on the surface, you could say that this family seems to be blessed by God.
这个房子也换了第三间，一间比一间大。
We went through three houses, one bigger than the previous one.
那除了这个以后，在外州还有10个房地产。
Not only this, but we have 10 real estate properties out of state.
那所以看起来好像这个神的祝福都有，应该是很理想的。
So it seems that everything God's blessing was really ideal in our lives.
但是在这里，我想到说，这个启示录，这个主跟这个老底嘉教会这么说。
But I'd like to share with you what the Lord says to the church in Laodicea.
那主说：“你说我是富足的，已经发财的，一样不缺的。”
You say that you are rich, that you have acquired wealth, that you lack nothing.
却不知道你是困苦的、可怜的、贫穷的、瞎眼的、赤身的。
You do not know that you are wretched, poor, naked, and blind.
所以有时候我们常常会以世人的眼光或我们自己的眼光来看我们这个人是怎么样，或别人是怎么样子。
So many times we use human perspective or our own perspective to assess ourselves, assess others.
但是最重要是神怎么看我们。
But what matters is how God looks, look at us.
所以在那种生活当中，因为有时候工作的压力，那时间又非常紧凑，就不免会有一些生活上的这个不和谐的情况。
So in our lives, because we were so busy and under so many pressure from different aspects of life, sometimes we didn't have absolute agreement.
所以生活上就觉得说非常紧绷。
There was no absolute harmony in our life, so we felt very pressured, very lacking in time.
所以我们就觉得说，这个应该要做一些调整，应该这个不是我们应该走的方向。
We felt that we needed to bring an adjustment to our lives. We didn't want to walk in this path.
所以我们开始想说应该要怎么做才好。
So then we sat down and thought what to do to change our lives for the better.
刚好有一个弟兄见证说他求祷告求圣灵求了三十年都没有得到，后来才得到。
There was a brother who in his sharing said that he prayed for 30 years before he received the Holy Spirit.
那他分享说在他得圣灵的时候他得到感动，是说神说因为他你很信实的每天都十分钟在祷告。
And in his sharing he said that God told him you have been faithful, you have prayed every single day for 10 days for this cause.
我不知道是不是三十年都这样十分钟，是不什么时候才开始我们也不清楚。
I don't really know when the prayer started or how often this went on.
那当然我们家也有祷告，可是都是大家自己祷告，所以我们就决定说以后我们应该有个家庭祭坛，大家一起跪下来祷告，一起读经。
At home, we also pray, but not as a family together, each on their own. We decided to join our prayers together, read the Bible together, pray together.
那不止这样，我现在我太太现在有时间，她就反正很我们知道这个 NYT 很多时候是在伯恩教会举行的。
And given that my wife had more time, and also keeping in mind that many times NYTS is held in Bowen Park,
她有时间就会带孩子去上面参加他们的祷告。
She would try her best to bring the kids to NYTS to pray.
那所以2008年，她甚至飞到喜乐坡来参加这间 NYTS 的祷告会。
So in 2008, she flew all the way to Hillsboro for the prayer session here in Hillsboro.
那当然，孩子都很年轻，没有办法参加，但是她就是为了要参加这边的祷告会，因为觉得这个来参加这种灵修会最宝贵就是能祷告。
Our kids were still very young; they probably didn't understand why or what we were doing. But my wife had the mentality that these events are very important and beneficial, especially the prayer.
那我忘了讲一件事，就感谢神，神感动我们在我们2007年那个房地产在崩盘前哦，把我们所有的房地产都卖掉。
Let me add that in year 2007, before the great housing collapse, God touched us, moved us, inspired us, so that we sold our properties before the big collapse.
所以没有让我们亏损很多钱。
And as a result, we did not suffer a great loss.
那在这个追求的过程，我们常常想说，用什么方法能更亲近神，能让我们这个生活的方式改观，能朝着神的方向走。
And throughout the process of the change of our pursuits, we constantly thought, what else can we adjust in our lives so that we are facing God and going to His direction?
那2009年，我有机会回台湾，我就收集了很多这个讲道的录音跟真道的录音。
In 2009, I had the opportunity to go back to Taiwan, and there I gathered many sermon tapes and CDs.
那回来以后，那太太就是一天到晚就听这些讲道录音跟真道的录音。
And after coming back to the U.S., my wife, every single day, all day, pretty much would listen to these tapes.
她在厨房，她在煮菜，在做事，什么都是拿这个 MP3 在听。
When she was working in the kitchen or doing other housework, she would have her MP3. Player listening to these sermons.
那当然，他为我预备一个让我随时能听。
And of course, she prepared one for me so that I could also enjoy the sermons.
好，那我们在隔一年的时候，我们就有机会回台湾，带着全家，除我老大以外，去回台湾去访问，然后跟很多的弟兄姐妹团契分享见证。
A year later, we again had the opportunity to go back to Taiwan. This time with my family, except my eldest son.There we had fellowship with the brothers and sisters and learned further about the truth.
那当然又收集了更多的讲道跟录音的音轨。
Needless to say, we gathered more sermon tapes and sermon CDs.
但是这一次我们又从很多这个爱主的弟兄姐妹学到他们的榜样。
But this time around, we learned about the great love for many brothers and sisters.
我们学到说很多一些圣职人员甚至弟兄姐妹他们清晨很早就起来祷告。
We noticed and we were told how many brothers and sisters, ministers, woke up very early in the morning to pray.
那从他们祷告中学到他们有很多的体验，能得到很多能力，得很多的见证。
And in the prayer, out of their prayers, they had many testimonies, many experiences in the Lord, and much grace of the Lord.
所以回来的时候，我太太就跟我说，我想我们应该要尝试这样子祷告。
So when we came back, my wife proposed to me to.Try this sort of early morning prayer.
当时我第一个反应就是说，怎么可能？这个人家早上五点祷告，这个有点太做不到了。
My first reaction was, really? Is that even possible? Get up at 5 a.m. to pray? not really.
那我说那好吧，我做一个妥协好，我们家里先跟孩子大家一起祷告，我们就从十五分钟开始祷告。
So I said, why don't we make a compromise? Let us start as a whole family. Let us just pray 15 minutes.
所以我们就从十五分钟到二十分钟到二十五分钟到三十分钟。
So when we went from praying 15 minutes, then 20, 25, 30 minutes.
那最后他要提出来，那我们应该早上也祷告。
And then my wife said, well, let us pray in the morning too.
我说。最后他这样一直讲，我说好吧，那我们试试看。
After she insisted, I said, okay, let's give it a try.
所以变成我们就早上起来祷告，在家里祷告。
And so we changed our prayer, so that we pray in the morning at home.
所以那早上起来也把所有的孩子都叫起来。
In the morning when we woke up, we also got all our children up.
当然他们已经很累，有时候都趴着。
Sometimes they are really tired, they're just lying there.
但是我们从这次学到说，有时候你就要追求神的话，就要花出比寻常人不愿意花出的时间，花更多的力量来追求他。
But we felt that if we want to truly pursue God, then we need to put extra time, extra effort, more than other people do in order to reach Him.
那如果你愿意花这种时间、这种体力的话，那神一定会让你抓住的。
And if you are willing to invest so much in God, then God will surely allow you to get a hold of Him.
那在这个祷告的其中，我们也慢慢的在想要推动在教会有在这边早上的祷告。
And through our prayers, we wanted also to have the church participate and have a prayer session of this fashion.
所以在2011年我们在鹅湾教会就有早祷，不过是差不多是八点开始的。
So from 2011 on, we had a morning prayer in Irvine, but it started at 8 a.m.
但是这个八点祷告，因为大家的时间不固定，所以做了一段时间就没有再继续了。
But because everyone's schedule is different, the 8 a.m. prayer did not last long.
所以2012年我们会继续。那这次找了几个志同道合有心想要祷告的同龄，那我们决定说哪个时间最好，就是五点半。
In 2012, we decided to take up this idea again, and we shared this thought with some brothers and sisters who truly had the heart to pray, and we agreed on praying at 5:30 a.m.
那感谢主，来参加祷告的这些同龄弟兄姐妹都有很多的属灵的体验。
Thank God that all the brothers and sisters that attended the prayer had many spiritual experiences.
那不止这样子，我发现在我们在这个追求生活上，我们的对神的体验开始有些改变。
Not only this, but I thought that in our day-to-day activities, we had different interpretations to the things that God showed us.
Inspirations. 所以这个我的孩子慢慢有时候，他们祷告，像2008年他们那个来这里的时候，他回去那个我一个儿子就做异象，看到去天国跟地狱。
And one of my children, after coming here, in 2008, after going back in a prayer, they saw a vision of heaven and hell.
那我其他另外孩子也有一些这种属灵方面的体验。
My other kids also had spiritual experiences of the like.
那其中有一个我记得有一次我们礼拜五早一点来聚会的时候，在会堂里面祷告。
I remember one time we came early on Friday evening for service and we were praying in the chapel.
那其中一个祷告是不认真，那所以当他祷告看前面的时候，突然看见一个天使站在前面。
And one of the kids wasn't really paying attention when they were praying. When they opened their eyes to peek, they happened to see an angel standing in front of the pews.
那这个天使非常的高大，就站在前面的这个阳台前。
This angel was very tall, and he was standing in the pulpit.
那对他看的眼光是那种很难过、很心疼的眼光。
The angel had a face as if he was suffering because of what he was seeing.
所以他那时候他看到说这个天使准备这个拿刀鞘一个刀准备把刀拿出来。
Then the angel was about to draw a sword or a knife from the sheath.
所以他看了吓一跳，赶快认真祷告。
My kid then paid more attention. He was afraid and started praying diligently.
所以这个好像印证在约珥书二章二十八节，在这边主说：“我的灵要浇灌凡有血气的人。”
This is more or less the things that Prophet Joel prophesies in chapter 2, verse 28 of the book of Joel. My spirit shall be poured upon all living things.
你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，你们的少年人要看异象。
Your children shall speak prophecy. Your old shall have dreams, and your young ones have see, shall see visions.
那所以感谢神，这个我发现说真的，你在追求神方面，那神就慢慢会有给你体验，来鼓励你，来激励你。
So thank God, and my experience was that as long as we try to pursue God with our all and all, God will give us experiences to stimulate us and keep us going.
啊，那我很快跳到去年哈，我去年在五月的时候做身体检查。
I will jump directly to last year May when I had a physical examination.
那我发现说我的这个肝指数非常飙高，非常厉害。
And I realized that my liver count had some problems. It was abnormally high.
那当然在之前我知道说我这个都要吃药来控制，但是我有一阵子没有吃药，我想说要靠着祷告是否能来控制。
Even before this, I knew that my liver was slightly weak, so I would take medicine. But during the period of spiritual pursuit, I decided to rely fully on God and forego the medicine.
结果，我发现了以后，想说啊，我要继续再吃药。但是我太太发现的时候，觉得很担心。
So after discovering my liver problems, I decided, okay, I will resume taking medicine. But when my wife saw this, she became worried.
但是我觉得这个没有什么大不了，但是她就叫我两个老大。老二那时候正在参加高中灵恩会哦神训班，就教他们说你们帮爸爸祷告。
I didn't see it as something very serious or out of the norm. By my wife told my eldest son who was at RHTS to pray for me.
所以那女儿回来就跟我讲说，跟我妈妈跟太太讲说，哦，她看到爸爸在祷告的时候看到爸爸在这个推在病房的担架上要送进紧急病房。
So when my daughter came back, she told her mom that in her prayer, she saw dad lying on a bed, waiting to be rolled in to the ICU.
哦，我太太听到就很紧张，说：“那你赶快再祷告，问说爸爸能活多久？”
And my wife became concerned, so she said to my daughter, "No, you have to continue praying. Ask how many years dad has left."
啊，那时候没有讲，我那时候。我女儿来跟我讲说，在哭着讲，所以她回去祷告，结果这次她的体验是说，神跟她讲说，这个有个数字是2122。
And at the time my daughter was crying, so she went back to pray, and the number that she got as a result, as an answer to her prayer, was 212 and 22。
意思是说。要看你怎么活你这生，这个可以有两年，或是十二年，或是二十二年。
Oh, that is to say, the numbers were 212 and 22, and the message was, it really depends on how you want to live your life. You decide, and the result can be 2 years left, 12 years left, or 22 years left.
可是，但有时候人就是心比较硬哦。有时候你的固定的想法就不愿意拖，就不愿意放弃。我觉得说，这个以前也有发生这种情形过，我就是吃药以后就恢复正常了，应该没有什么大不了的。
Sometimes we are very stubborn. We already made up our minds, so we don't allow any additional opinions. I thought to myself, I took this medicine in the past. It helped. No big deal.
所以，但是在太太坚持下，我就向老板请假，说要休息一阵子。So, 那我本来想说，我平常都有假期，应该是没有问题。结果他竟然跟我说，你这个要病假，你最好是公事公办，你做这个 sick leave 好了。
So I originally, under my wife's insistence, I decided to take some time off. I thought I have vacation that's left, should be no problem. But my supervisor said, given that you are taking a leave because you are sick.You should, in theory, take sick leave.
所以也因为这个拿这个病假吼，那可以时间可以久一点，那公司又补一些补贴一些薪水。
And if I start being off, starting from my sick days, then I can take more days and have all of them be paid.
那也因为这样，让我有机会能静下心来想想，说我下一步要怎么走。
It is because I did this that I had the time and the heart to calm down and think.Where to go from here?
我想，如果那时候我只拿一个礼拜、两个礼拜，我可能又再回去工作了。
I thought to myself, if I take off only 1 or 2 weeks, I'd be very tempted to go back to work after that.
那但是我有机会再会好好的静下来想，然后又有机会跟家里花时间，又来很清新的敬拜神。那让我想到说，有一次梁传道讲说一个人如果从他毕业以后开始做工，做到他五六十岁，那赚一两百万，那又能怎么样呢？
So I, during that time off, I spent much time thinking and in peace. And during this time, I thought about a sermon by Preacher Liang. He shared saying, if a person is born, then they graduate, they get a job, and earn maybe 1-2 million. So what then?
那他把最好的青春岁月 最好的时光都给这个世界的，那这样是值得的吗？这样的代价是好的吗？
The person then has allotted their prime time, their youth to this world. Is this the best that we can do?
所以我有机会在这段时间想一想，那当然太太也支持我，也许她因为说我身体不好，应该就迟了。
So during this time, I thought about this. My wife, on the other hand, encouraged me, saying that given that your health is suffering, why don't you just quit your job?
所以我想了一想，真的也是很难放弃，因为这个工作做了这么久了，那做起来驾轻就熟，然后这个待遇又很好。
So then I thought about it, but at the same time, I struggled because I have been in this show for a long time. The pay was relatively good. I was also very established in the company.
但是我想觉得说。一个人要追求神的时候，就是要放弃一切。
But then I thought to myself, to pursue God, we need to let go of everything.
福利往后看的是不配跟随主的。
And he who plows, looking back, is not worthy of following the Lord.
那我想说，因为太太还在做工，所以薪水应该也是足够的。
And we thought, given that my wife was still working, we should have enough income for the family.
所以犹豫当中，最后我当然决定，就是说把这个工作辞了。
So in my indecision, in the end, I decided to quit.
那辞了以后，在那个过去那后来的三个到六个月，我又接到很多的这个工作的机会，那一个都比一个好。
After quitting, probably 3 to 5 months later, I received many, many job offers, one better than the previous one.
那感谢神呢、啊，这个已经决定走这条路的话，就要把神放在第一位。
I think, given that I had decided my path, God would be first.
啊，这个也不是像人家所谓的这个退休哦，有什么退休金什么，只是说就是现在就没有工作这样子。
No, I'm not saying that I retire early or I have a pension. I am basically unemployed right now.
那从那次开始以后，我们在生活上就有很多不一样的调整。那个调整，下一个大的调整就是我们的房子。
And from that time on, we started adjusting our life in bigger steps. What came next was our house.
我们开始在想说，现在我工作辞，我们有更多，我有更多的时间能来为神做工，在敬拜神，也能花在家庭上面来照顾孩子的信仰。那我还有什么其他地方可以做，可以改善呢？
I thought to myself, now that I don't have a job, I can spend more time taking care of my family, my kids, spiritual cultivation. But is there anything else that I can change for the better?
太太在祷告中觉得说，这个房子是一个累赘。
My wife, in a prayer, thought that the house was a burden.
因为她觉得这个房子很大，又要清洗，那时常占据你的心，让你不能清心。
Because she thought such a big house needs a lot of care, cleaning all other things, that occupy our minds and our hearts.
当然这个主意提出来，当然我们大家都又开始有个讨论了。
And of course, when this proposal was mentioned to the family, all of us started considering it.
尤其是孩子都花，他们从小时间都花了差不多8-9年时间这个房子。
Especially, we had some attachment to the house since our kids had spent 8-9 years in it.
但是我们就是学习说。为这个事情祷告，那神怎么感动，我们就学习要顺服神的旨意。
So we learned the lesson, that we should pray, and in the way that God moved us, we would act.
那我知道，我们也常常听到说，传道说，这个生活要过得越简单越好，那才你的心才不会挂念这些你所有的东西。你当你有东西越多的话，你心就挂念就越多。
We often hear from ministers that our life should be as simplified as possible because the more things we have, the more concerned we are with them, the less time we have for God.
所以去年六月我们在想的时候，然后决定就要卖这个房子。
Last June, as we were considering this particular aspect of our lives, we decided to sell our house.
那我们祷告也祷告神说，应该什么时候卖？那应该要去租房子呢，还是卖了再租房子？
We pray to God, saying, "When is the best time to sell? Should we buy? Should we rent?"
所以我们感动的说，我们应该想去租房子，所以我们就开始找房子，就找到这个教会旁边的房子。
When we prayed, we were touched to rent, and we, as we were looking for a house to rent, we found one next to church.
所以感谢神，我们找到一个租的一个房子在教会旁边。那时候，这个王弟兄还没有住在教会旁边，所以那时候我是最近的。
So, at that time, my brother Wang was not there, so I counted as the closest to the Irvine Church.
要走十分就到
了。It is a 10-minute walk from.
那时候我在教会的时候，跟有人在问我说：“哎，你搬到教会了，你又买一个大房子了。”
So when people ask me, hey, you bought a new house, it's close to church, right? I imagine it's huge.
我跟他讲说我们是租房子，他们都不太相信。
I said, no, I rent. They thought I wasn't telling the truth.
所以感谢神，那我们卖这个房子很顺利的，也祷告神说应该要卖多少钱，那凡事都很顺利，就很快就脱手了。
So thank God in everything, we pray to God, we ask God how much to sell it for, very smoothly the house changed hands.
那卖了房子，那搬到教会这附近才知道说，这个整个心都很轻松。
And after moving and settling next to church, we feel a huge burden, cast away from our hearts.
虽然说我们那个房子的贷款快已经快付清了，那我们也可以继续住那个房子，可是。对一个追求信仰的神，神看的是我们的心是不是有没有清。
Although we almost paid off the mortgage from our previous house, we could in theory have stayed there indefinitely. I believe that God looks our heart and He wants us to be light-hearted.
所以有时候你会看到说，这个神要我们做的事，不是以我们世界这个智慧来衡量的。有时候我们做的，神要我们做的是别人当作是愚昧的。
So you see that God wants us to do things not necessarily as the world agrees, but rather sometimes we do foolish things from a human perspective.
那我现在就跳到最后一段哈。那因为我现在时间比较多了，那太太说：“哎，你时间多，你有什么讲习或什么都应该参加。”我说：“对啊，应该，反正就是闲着，多做主工，多学神的话。”
Let me jump to the last part of my testimony. Since I was without a job, my wife encouraged me, saying, "Given that you have more time, then really go to church seminars, events, convocations." And I thought to myself, "Yes, given that I don't have a job, I should spend more time doing these things."
所以她，我太太一直那时候有来参加这个非洲的这个义工的训练。然后呢，但是她没有参加。她说：“哎，这个非洲事工的训练应该来了，你应该去参加。”
So my wife shared with me her thoughts from what in the past was AMC, and she encouraged me to attend, saying that it was a really great edifying event.
所以这个一月我就去飞到伦敦参加这个非洲的事工的讲习会。
So in January, I flew to Europe to participate in this event.
感谢神，这个学习到很多的真理跟如何在这个真道上如何我们教会的十大教义。
Thank God I learned much of the truth and about our 10 articles of faith.
所以回来以后，四月的时候，尔湾在开世界代表大会。
And during April of this year, the World Delegates Conference was in Irvine.
那刚好这个张福华传道就当时在授课，就来跟我说：“嘿，我这个五月六月哦要去 Zambia， 可是还没有人要跟我去，你要不要跟我去
？”At that time, preacher Fufa Chong was there, and he happened to talk to me, saying, "You know, in April, May, I'll be in Zambia. I have no one to come with me yet. What do you think?"
那时候我的反应说：“怎么有可能？我都还没有装备好，怎么有可能跟你去呢
？”I thought to myself, "I am very ill-equipped. How can I go with you right now?"
他说：“够了，够了，你现在所知道就已经足够了，可以应用了。
”And he told me.Don't worry, I know how much you know. That should be enough. Come with me.
那如果是你担心你太太说，我去帮你讲。
And if you're worried about your wife, don't worry, I'll be your spokesman.
那他接着说，你看我肝也不好，可是我也是每年都去都一次，一年都要三个月在那边。
And he told me, you know, my liver is also not good, just like you. But every time I go, I spend a very long time there.
所以我其实我听了，其实我真的不想去。
When I heard him share these things.In my heart, truly, I did not want to go.
但是在我们这一连串的这个转向的动作，神调整的步骤之后，我们都学习说，什么事情如果可能的话，我们大家一起跪下祷告，看神怎么感动。
But looking back at the chain of events and adjustment that we had made in our spirituality and pursuit, I thought, let us do what we always do: listen down and pray and see what God, where God leads us.
所以我们当然又跪下祷告，那这是祷告感动，就说我应该要去。
So.We knelt down to pray, and God touched me, and making me want to go.
所以我就这次也，五月中就跟着张富华传道一起去 Zambia.
So this year in May, I went with preacher Fufa Chong to Zambia.
我简单一下分享说，这次我的感受，去那边的感受，这我最大的收获是什么？
Very simply and briefly, I'll just share what I mainly received from that visit.
我这次去非洲去超三个多礼拜。
This time I was in Africa for three and some weeks.
那前两个礼拜是这个张传道是在训练事工人员讲习会。
The first two weeks, Preacher Chong was leading worker seminars.
每天早上六点就起来祷告，祷告一个钟头，然后傍晚再一个钟头。
Every day, we woke up at 6 a.m. We pray an hour, and in the evening we also pray another hour.
啊，所以当他早上在授课的时候，我到另外一个地方跟其他的那边的弟兄姐妹跟他们分享道理，分享这个我们的基本教义。
And this way, he would move from place to place, sharing with the local members our basic beliefs and doctrines.
啊，但这一次我最感动就是说，我们这些非洲弟兄的这种对道理渴慕的精神，这是很值得我们学习的。
What really touched me from our African brothers is their thirst and hunger for the word of God.
有两位弟兄，他来参加这次的 seminar， 他要骑脚踏车骑四个小时，然后再坐公车坐六个小时，然后再跟我们在首都碰面，然后从那里我们再一起搭车，再搭五个小时到我们要去的地方。
There were two brothers who, in order to participate from the seminar, had to make a four-hour bike ride.Then a five-hour bus ride to meet us at the capital, and then an additional 5 hours to get to the actual place of the seminar.
我不会讲到细节，说那个环境怎么样。我们知道那时候比较落后的，但是都可以接受，都可以调整的。
I don't want to go into the details. We think of Africa as a very undeveloped place. Yes, but still it was bearable.
那另外一件我学习到最感动的，就是说，当我要去这边，我自己就要准备。
For the lesson that I gathered from this is that before going there, I knew I had to equip myself.
那我就要把那个我们的十大基本信条一看再看再看再读。
So I need to review and then review some more our 10 articles of faith.
那在准备的时候，我发现说我们这个十大基本信条跟五大教义真的是非常的宝贵。
And when I was reviewing our 10 articles of faith and faith and five basic doctrines, I truly felt the value and the preciousness of them.
因为我在准备的时候发现说圣灵在感动，让我觉得很火热。
Because when I was studying them, the Holy Spirit made me feel a burning zeal in my heart.
为什么？因为这个是神借着圣灵亲自启示过我们得救的道理。
Why? Because these words and this method of salvation have been revealed to us directly by the Holy Spirit.
这个不比寻常的说我们做人的道理，这是得救的道理。
This is not any knowledge; it's the knowledge of salvation.
也只有今天有一个得救有圣灵的教会，才有办法得到这个圣灵启示的真理。
And only the church with the abundance of the Holy Spirit can have the revelation of the word that comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以我深深的感受说。今天我们每一个人都要对我们真耶稣教会的这个基本信条要非常的清楚。
So throughout the whole process, what it made me think is that we need to be very, very familiar and well versed with our 10 articles of faith of the True Jesus Church.
因为这是我们的基本信仰，只懂得这些基本信仰，我们的信仰才能扎根。
Because this is the foundation of our faith. Only on this foundation can we be rooted.
你只要没有相信、不懂的话，你就没有办法对我们的信仰笃信不疑。
If you do not believe in them, if you do not know them, then how can you stand steadfast on them?
那如果你不懂的话，你也没有办法为神做什么工。
And if you don't understand the deeper meaning of them, how can you work for God?
这个是神的救恩的奥秘。
Because this is the mystery of God's salvation.
所以这是我去非洲这两个感想。
And these are the two thoughts that.I would like to share from my trip to Africa.
那我也勉励说，所有弟兄姐妹，有这个心要追求神的话，都应该在这个我们的十大信条跟我们的这个基本教义都要非常的清楚。
At the same time, I encourage the brothers and sisters who truly want to be in the Lord and serve Him to be very, very well versed and put time into studying our 10 articles of faith and five basic doctrines.
那不仅我们自己能扎根，也不会让这个末世的邪端、异端跟邪说来影响我们。
Not only we will be rooted.In the pure truth, but also will not let the trends and current of this world topple us.
感谢神，我今天见证道理，愿所有的荣耀尊贵都归于神的圣名。
Thank God, I shall conclude my testimony here. May all honor, glory, and power be unto the Lord's name.
感谢主哈，我们听了三位弟兄姊妹。非常美好的见证。
Really thank God for the three wonderful testimonies we have just heard.
罗马书第八章里面说，万事互相效力。
Romans chapter 8 tells us that all things work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the benefit of those who love God.
虽然他们所谈到属灵上的经验都不太一样。
Although the brothers and sisters share different experiences in the faith.
但是从个人的经验当中 都能够带给我们很好的一些勉励。
From their individual perspective, we have been greatly edified.
啊，杨川弟兄说啊，他信主三年半。
Brother Yang Chuan said that he has believed in the Lord for 3.5 years.
啊，有的人说啊，你信主受圣灵啊，受洗就够了。
Some people say you are baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, and you should be okay.
啊，但是他觉得说还不够。
But he feels it is not enough.
因为我们受洗得圣灵，只是一个信仰的开始。
Because being baptized and receiving the Holy Spirit is just the first step.
啊，我们要在这个属灵上不断的一直追求进步。
We need to pursue constant improvement in our faith.
他说，天国啊，就是努力的人可以进去的。
Because the heavenly kingdom, is where those who fight for it enter.
他说，我们在信仰上要不断的追求长进。
Therefore, let us pursue constant growth in our faith.
啊，从灵修上啊，从道理上啊，能够不断的成长。
Let us grow in the truth and in spiritual cultivation.
啊，这样我们有属灵的智慧能力啊，啊来服侍别人。
So that we can be bestowed with spiritual power, spiritual wisdom to serve others.
啊，他以前学习一些啊，像按摩啦，或者是一些中国的医学方面的知识。
In the past, Brother Yang learned Eastern medicine such as acupuncture.
啊，所以他很喜欢用这些所学的知识啊来帮助人。
And he likes to use the knowledge he has to help others.
啊，结果他也觉得说啊，信主了以后啊，啊，一方面用这个技术，一方面啊，神又帮助他啊，能够给大家，给那个受帮助的人更得到更大的益处。
Brother Yang thought that by helping others with his skill added to God's blessing and power, he could benefit others in different magnitude.
啊，虽然这个医术有说、啊、有它的限制。
Although medicine has its own intrinsic limitations.
啊，那借着神的帮助啊，而且能够突破让啊对方啊得到更大的帮助。
Through God's help, this breakthrough would allow others to receive a higher help.
啊，所以他很乐意啊，靠着神啊，借着他所学习的啊来帮助人。
So for Brother Yang's testimony, we saw how he was willing to help others by relying on God.
啊，我觉得这也是蛮好的。
I think to myself, this is great.
啊，叶静文姊妹虽然她信主不久。
Although Sister Judy is a new believer.
啊，虽然她本来的家族啊都是拜偶像的。
Although her family is traditionally an idol worshiping family.
啊，要信主的过程当中啊，都会遇到多多少少的一些阻挡。
When we come to such a background, we can expect a few obstacles and bumps on the
way. 啊，但是神一步一步带领她。
But nevertheless, God guided her step by step.
啊，能够顺利的信主。受洗，
she could smoothly come to the Lord, believe in
Him,
and be baptized.
神又赐给他圣灵
，and the Lord also gave her the Holy Spirit.
还有带领他能够来参加这一次的神训班。
Thank God that He guided her this time to NATS.
啊，他接着说，来到这里啊，感到非常的喜乐，非常的平安。
And Sister Judy feels peace and joy being here at NATS.
啊，就是神的带领。
This is God's guidance.
嗯，黄存章弟兄他是啊。可能他是第二三代的信徒了。
Brother John, we believe is a second or third generation believer.
啊，我记得我刚来美国的时候
，I remember when I just came to the United States.
他好像在东部啊，是读书还是工作
？At that time, he was here in the East Coast, either studying or working.
啊，每一次安息日啊，他大概要开4个小时的车啊来聚会。
Every Sabbath, he would have to.Drive for 4 hours to get to church for service.
哦，但是安息日啊，从来不缺席。
But he never missed Sabbath, not once.
啊，就是感谢主啦，哦。
Thank God.
啊，神后来让他成立了家庭。
Then God gave him a very good family.
啊，夫妻之间有同样的信仰。
Husband and wife had a common faith.
啊，彼此在信仰上互相的扶持，互相鼓励。
And in this faith, within it, they were able to support and encourage each other.
啊，他们有5个孩子。
They have 5 kids.
啊，这5个孩子啊，啊，照他刚刚讲的，啊，每天啊带着他们。啊，祷告啊，学习道理，家庭的祭坛。
Just like Brother Huang shared, he would encourage and guide his 5 kids to establish a life of prayer and a family altar.
啊，所以这些孩子啊，一上学或者是一到教会，都会啊注意祷告，啊也得到很多啊属灵宝贵的、啊、体验。
So these kids then know the importance of prayer. in the church environment, a school environment, and they as a result receive it.
当他生病的时候，孩子还会为他祷告。
When he was sick, his children prayed for him.
啊，神让这个孩子啊看到哦啊能够啊神的安慰啊很神的看顾。
God also allowed his kids to see God's comfort and God's protection.
啊，自己本身呢、啊。本来工作很忙
Brother Huang was very busy with his career.
接着因为身体不太好、啊、所以后来就把工作辞掉
And because of some health issues, he quit his job.
能够有更多的机会 来亲近神、服侍神、做圣工
And this way, he had more opportunities to draw close to God and serve God.
所以他能够把握机会 参加各样的训练
And he also took advantage of his situation to participate in
many
training events.
又能够有机会 参加各样的服侍工作
And also participate in much of holy work.
尤其参加非洲的助工训练
In particular, AMC.
所以这个都是我们在灵性上 非常好的一些侍奉。
These are some very good examples of our servitude before God.
让我们在服事当中 更加亲近神。
And through our servitude, we can draw ever closer to God.
更明白神的旨意。
Understand God's will further.
也让我们越侍奉越觉得能够做知道这是一个很大的恩典。
So that the more we serve Him, the more we realize that serving in itself is a grace of God.
越侍奉越喜乐。
The more we serve, the more joyful we are.
越侍奉越得神的恩典。
The more we serve, the more we feel God's grace.
我想我们每一位弟兄姊妹来这里的目的也是这样。
And I personally think that all of us can come here for the same purpose.
我们盼望说我们能够充实我们自己。
It is our hope that we can equip ourselves.
我们能够都明白神的道理。
Apply ourselves more diligently to God's truth.
我们在每一个教会尽我们的本分来服侍神。
In our local churches, we do our best to serve God.
愿主耶稣给我们力量，给我们帮助。
May the Lord help us and add to our strength.
让我们每一个人都能够成为神家里面的好工人。
So that all of us can become good and faithful workers in His house.
在侍奉当中，让教会的圣工更加的进步
and so that through our service this church can prosper
让神的爱更充满在我们的身上我们每一个人的家庭
May God's love be unto every one of us and to every one of our families
我们见证会就到此结束我们一起默祷
This concludes our testimony session let us pray in silence